Because right now I'm just like looking for individual little parts at a time, and it's not effective because I'm not able to really get the entire thing. And that's what a lot of you guys are doing with your gut health, is you're going down these little rabbit holes of research of, oh, well, I heard that slippery elm tea might help my gastritis. So I'm reading all the things about this, and then aloe might help my gastritis. But you're not able to see the whole web and the whole toolbox and the whole, all of the details about gastritis. That's just an example, is gastritis. You're not able to see all of the different things. You're not getting the complete picture.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Nourished and Thriving Show. I'm your host, Katie Luffett. I'm a registered dietitian on a mission to help you increase your impact and legacy on the world while healing your gut and reducing your IBS symptoms. I'm so grateful to have you here. Each week, I'll inspire you to live vibrantly and provide valuable resources and information that empowers you to take bold action towards your health goals. Before we dive in, make sure you follow or subscribe to my show wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Ready? Let's go!
So today we're talking about something that you may not even be aware of that you're doing, but some of you guys are very aware. So how many times have you thought to yourself, I can just do this on my own, or I should be able to take care of my own body and just figure this out. I should know what to do. What is wrong with me that I can't figure this out? Like, why am I the only person who I know who's dealing with these issues? And, you know, it can't be that hard. I hear this a lot where people are really just wanting to research and find out all the things for themselves and forge their own paths and really like harness their health and go for it. And I love this. It's so cool. You're really bootstrapping it. You're being resourceful, being inventive. That's really like the American ideal, right? Is we're independent, we're self-made, self-sufficient, being resourceful, being inventive, you know, all of those things. And I love that people are taking an interest and owning their own health, but there's some downsides to this too. And, you know, we're really made to live in community and we're made to depend on others. And we don't like hearing that a lot of the time. It was a really tough pill for me to swallow whenever I first really came to this realization, because I'm very independent, high achiever, all of the things. And just realizing, you know, it's actually not how I was made, was to be able to do it all on my own. I actually was made to live in community and depend on others. And I actually, there was a sermon in our church, for those of you guys who are also Christians, this may resonate with you too, like it resonated with me, but there's a whole sermon and one of the lines that the pastor said just like blew my mind, but it was, you can't be a Christian without being needy. You can't be a Christian and have all the answers and rely on yourself. Like, that's the exact opposite of the entire point of being a Christian. And I know a lot of the time, like talking with you guys, you feel like you're a burden to others, or you don't want to be holding other people back. And, you know, you don't want to be the burden of spending the money to get help with this. You don't want to be the burden of, you know, we're going to a restaurant and I can't eat what other people are eating. And everyone's like worried about me and can't enjoy themselves because of me. And all of that. But what if the opposite were true? Like, what if your gut health issues right now, if you really stepped into community with it, really helped develop deeper, more meaningful relationships with other people? What if you let people come alongside of you in this time of need, of this time where you need some help and you need some support to try and figure this out? And it actually brought you guys closer together instead of just staying on this surface level of pretending like everything's fine and you're getting by and everything's great and hunky-dory and you're going to figure it out on your own. What if you asked for help, you know? And what if it was the best decision you ever made? Just a challenge for you in your thought process. I'd love for you guys to ask yourself, am I, you know, really being prideful in my approach and not seeking out help because I want to do it on my own? Or am I feeling like a burden unnecessarily instead of relying on this community of people around me to help me, help support me with their, you know, compassion or empathy and just holding space for me or pointing me in the direction of resources that can be really helpful? Am I being prideful, trying to have all of the answers and be the expert in everything instead of admitting that I don't know everything and, you know, getting some help? That's not everyone, but maybe it's you. And if it is, you know, recognizing that and then asking yourself, do I want to continue on this path? Is it fulfilling? Is it getting me where I want to go? Or is it just keeping me spinning in circles, increasing my stress level and, you know, maybe making my symptoms worse? Ultimately, I'm tired of it, you know, and I want to do some things differently. Kind of a heavy start to this episode. Sorry, guys, but it's really important. Trying to figure things out on your own can actually make you feel worse. And I just want to reassure you some here. Figuring out gut health and your body is complicated. Sometimes I'm like, man, maybe I should just do something simple with my life. I wanted to go into fashion or run a boutique, and I'm like dealing with all of this super complex biochemical stuff. And it's a lot. And it's a lot for me. And I've had thousands of hours of training. This is what I've really given my life to, is to help people. And that's why I'm never going to stop, because, you know, unless God calls me to do something else. But you guys need help, you know, and people aren't helping you. And there are things that can be done. I was just talking with somebody this morning about that. She was just really blown away by my approach and process, because she was like, I just feel so brushed off by so many doctors, and I'm told nothing can be done, or I'm told, oh, it's IBS and take this medication and manage the symptoms. But then I talk to you and I realize you do know a lot of things that actually can help me in a much bigger way than what I've been told before. And that's why I do this. But it's complicated, is what I'm saying. It's hard. I don't work with very many people even at a time, because it's really, really complicated. And I need to know what's going on really well with my clients so that I can help them. But if you're missing things, if you're trying to bootstrap it and you're missing things or not seeing a complete picture, you won't get the results you're hoping for. And, you know, a lot of you guys know a lot about gut health, but you can't become an expert by going down rabbit holes. I'm actually going to tell you guys a story about my dad and his sprinkler system. I love my dad. He's an engineer and he's funny and he can literally do anything. He could build a house. He could fix anything. I'm quite convinced of it. But they moved to this new house a few years ago. The story just came to me, so bear with me, but I think it's really relevant. And they moved into their new house a few years ago. They had it built, the whole thing, and they have like insane landscaping. I've told you guys, my mom just completed the course to become a master gardener. They live out on land and always have projects, and they're amazing. But my dad had this huge sprinkler system. I don't even know how many stations they have in this thing. It's ridiculous. But anyway, he kept having issues with it, and he did not install the sprinkler system. They had it installed whenever they built the house, but they kept having issues. And so he kept trying to have to like find the lines underground, make repairs. Like there was like rocks blocking lines. Like it was not really installed properly in some of the parts. And he kept having to go in and fix it. But it was really, really hard to fix it because he didn't know what the entire system looked like. He didn't have a map. And he kept trying to ask somebody like, I need a map of like a layout of like, here's where all of the different lines are. Here's where they all connect. Because right now I'm just like looking through individual little parts at a time. And it's not effective because I'm not able to really get the entire thing. And that's what a lot of you guys are doing with your gut health, is you're going down these little rabbit holes of research of, oh, well, I heard that slippery elm tea might help my gastritis. So I'm reading all the things about this. And then aloe might help my gastritis. But you're not able to see the whole web and the whole toolbox and the whole, all of the details about gastritis. That's just an example, is gastritis. You're not able to see all of the different things. You're not getting the complete picture. You're just like chasing down these little individual sprinkler lines. You're not seeing how they all fit together, and you're not going to get great results. Well, a few years later, my dad ended up getting his map of his sprinkler system. And now whenever he has an issue, he knows where everything is. He can go straight out and go fix it instead of, you know, spending half his time just trying to look for where the problem might be and where the line is and all of that. I can guarantee you, whenever you are chasing down those individual sprinkler lines, whenever you're chasing down those individual symptoms or individual solutions or this supplement or that elimination diet and this issue, you are going to spend way, ask my dad about this, you're going to be spending way more time and money doing that than if you had just partnered with somebody who already has the map, getting somebody who already knows the deal and helping you come up with a personalized plan to get you the results that you need. That's going to be so much more efficient. It's going to help you not spend as much time or money. You know, while you're feeling really bad, you're going to get better results faster. Instead of trying to bootstrap your way out of a hot mess gut and really like inadvertently like rabbit hole one sprinkler line at a time, becoming an expert in all things gut health and all things nutrition, 80% of which are completely irrelevant to your specific situation. What if instead you had full understanding around what is causing your specific symptoms? What is your body trying to tell you with these symptoms? And what do you specifically need to do about them to heal and to feel better? Do you see what I'm saying here? It's so much more direct than trying to bootstrap it, which, yes, is admirable in some ways, but it's also really frustrating me watching you struggle and watching you try and do this and figure it out and just you get frustrated and you feel defeated while you're trying to do all of this. And then you tell me, I've tried everything. Nothing helps. I'm never going to feel better. Okay, well, you've tried a little bit. Like if you're watching this on YouTube, you've tried a tiny wedge of this whole pie, but it's because you don't even know that the rest of the pie is there of things to try because you don't have full mastery and understanding of gut health and of the body, right? That is exactly what my gut rehab program is designed to do. And that is what is going to help you finally feel like yourself again, is having full understanding around what's causing your symptoms, fully understanding what your body is trying to tell you, and exactly what to do about those things. Whenever you have those things, you're not an expert in nutrition or gut health, no, but you become an expert in yourself. And that's what most of you guys need to feel confident, back to your normal self, full of energy, full of life, and like you're able to just fully show up and be present in the way that you're meant to be instead of being consumed, trying to research, trying to understand, trying to bootstrap and do it all yourself. So I hope that this gives you maybe an aha light bulb moment of maybe you've been trying to bootstrap it and you didn't even realize it before. Maybe you were trying to bootstrap it, trying to be resourceful, and you realized, you know, I'm actually spending way more energy and resources trying to do this myself than if I were to just get some help from somebody who can really help me, you know? And if that's you, if what I've said resonates with you today and you'd like to talk with me more about how I can help you feel better faster, I'd love to talk with you. You can go down to the show notes in this episode. Schedule a free call with me. Let's chat. Send me a message over on Instagram. I respond to all my messages. So let's just have a conversation about where you're at, where you want to be, and what you think is keeping you from really getting there. This world deserves you shining brightly. The world needs you shining brightly. And I hope that you're able to feel like your normal self again really soon. Talk next time. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. I hope you are feeling inspired and empowered to take bold action towards your health goals. If you enjoy what you heard, don't forget to follow my show so you never miss a new episode. And it would mean the world to me if you left me a review so others knew what to expect from my show. Last, get in touch. Let me know what bold action you're taking. Let me know how you're inspired. Follow me on Instagram at @the_healthygut_dietitian. I've put a link in my show notes for you so you can simply click and follow. Come say hi. I respond to all my messages and I can't wait to get in touch.